Russia's launched a rocket attack on the Azovstal steelworks in Mariupol just days after around 100 civilians were evacuated from the plant. Ukraine's deputy prime minister says hundreds of civilians remain trapped in underground bunkers inside the plant, alongside Ukrainian troops have been defending the city. A ceasefire had been negotiated to complete the evacuation, but that was broken before all the civilians could escape. Europe correspondent Steve Kinnane reports.
Outside the presidential office in Ukraine's capital, hundreds of protesters staged a rally to highlight the plight of the citizens and servicemen who are stuck beneath the Azovstal steelworks. Many of the protesters were sisters and wives of soldiers who told stories of loved ones dying excruciating deaths due to injuries that could not be treated. Nicole spent over a month sheltering from Russian attacks at the steelworks.
We came to draw the attention of the authorities to the fact that the Azovstal steel plant is being stormed right now. It's where our defenders, Mariupol defenders, who are protecting the city, have been staying for 2 months. I lost track of time. I spent 38 days there, and I understand what it feels to be there when Mariupol is under constant shelling, when you sit there and don't know what will happen tomorrow.
There was better news for the 100 or so who made it out of Mariupol before the ceasefire ended. They arrived by bus into the Ukrainian city of Zaporizhia. Some were weeping. Others just looked plain exhausted, having spent 2 months underground as Russian forces bombarded their city. 25-year-old Tatiana hopes she can now get on with her life.
As one girl said, we can start a life from scratch, but I don't want to. My previous pages of my life were so clean and light. I want to return to my pages, but I understand that this is no longer possible. But now I have to open a new chapter, my family's new chapter, and write new pages of my life.
UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson became the first foreign leader to address the Ukrainian Parliament since the Russian invasion. He described the Ukrainians' ongoing resistance as the nation's finest hour.
And you've beaten them back from Kyiv. You have exploded the myth of Putin's invincibility. And you've written one of the most glorious chapters in military history and in the life of your country. The so-called irresistible force of Putin's war machine has broken on the immovable object of Ukrainian patriotism and love of country.
That resistance continues to be tested. As locals sat down for dinner in the relatively safe city of Lviv a short time ago, explosions were heard and smoke started to rise. The local mayor says 3 electrical substations were damaged. The citizens of Ukraine remain under threat right across the country. This is Steve Kinnane reporting for AM.